Why did you decide to organize an all-lesbian film festival?
Because I was a devotee of the Michigan Women's Music Festival, which for 40 years was an institution that brought women together from all around the globe. Thousands of women would gather each year on a 650-acre parcel of land in Michigan for this great cultural festival. And once it ended in August of 2015, they asked us to sprout our acorns where we lived. And I decided to have a film festival for women, for lesbian filmmakers in particular. And that was my little acorn, which is in its second year now here in Paducah. And we received films from around the globe last year and had attendees last year from as far away as Australia. So we got excited and decided to do it again this year on Memorial Day weekend. And we have filmmakers coming in from Denmark this year. The Danish Embassy has paid their way to attend the festival, Cinema Sisters Film Festival in Paducah, Kentucky. So we're quite impressed that, you know, they're doing this for them.
So describe some of the films this year. Are they documentaries, dramas, or comedies? And what are some of the standouts?
Well, we have all of the above, actually. Some of the standouts would be, my goodness, there is a film that's showing in Cannes that we've got that is premiering in Cannes Film Festival this month, and then we'll be like the second person to show it. It's called August in the City. We have a film from Cairo, Egypt. It is about the revolution of the women artists over there. It's called In Light of the Revolution, about women in art in Cairo. We have one called The Passionate Pursuits of Angela Bowen, which is about an African-American ballerina. Oh, my goodness. We have lots of films. We have one about the film festival. We have a film called Parallel, the documentary, which was produced by B.D. Watkins, an African-American filmmaker out of Las Vegas, who came to Cinema Sisters Film Festival last September and was very impressed with both the festival and African-American hotel called Hotel Metropolitan, which is in downtown Paducah. That has been shown in several film festivals already. That's an exciting film.
And then I see Liz Platt has several films in the festival. Can you describe some of her work?
She has one named Purse, which is quite a funny little film about two women who are lesbians who don't wear purses or use purses and trying to figure out what they're for. It's just a funny thing. Let's see. She also has a film called You Can't Get There From Here, which is a touching film and funny and cute about her sister who passed away. We have a film from France called Storm-Drenched Minds, and it is about two handicapped women who are newly married. It's a story about being marginalized, about autonomy, a search for freedom. I think that people will really enjoy this film. We have a film by Susie Rivo called Left on Pearl, about a movement back in the 70s when a group of women up in Harvard during the Women's Day March took a left on Pearl Street and went down and occupied a building that was being way underutilized and kind of took it over for 10 days. And it ended up becoming the longest-running women's center in Cambridge. So that's a good film, and one of the executive producers will be here in Paducah this weekend to talk at our Artist Meets Audience Filmmaker Q&A on Saturday at 1 o'clock. That's in the Black Box Theater downtown on Market House Square in Paducah. Several of the filmmakers will be here this weekend. B.D. Watkins, Heather May will be here, Jen Sheridan, Piper Kessler, Cliff Platt, and Lone Foster and Ibenhar Anderson are coming from Denmark. As I said, the Danish embassy is paying their way. And let's see, Monique Velasquez will be here. She has the film Queen of Hearts. And Allison Rose is a local woman who came to the festival last year and got inspired to make her first film. And so what she came up with was a film called Small Town March, which was it's an overlook of one of the sister marches to the Women's March on Washington that happened January 21st this year. And it features interviews with organizers of the march and participants and some march footage. So we're proud of Allison Rose for her debut film. And we hope that this film festival inspires many more women to make films and submit next year.
What are the dates and times of the event?
All righty. Well, the films start Friday at 7 p.m. At 6 p.m., the box office opens, and we have a My Sister's Art Feminist Art Show in the art gallery of the Maiden Alley Cinema. So people can view that art, and it is for sale. Most all of the pieces are for sale. The films end, and we have an opening reception at 10:30 at the 1857 Hotel event space. On Saturday, we'll have an artist meets audience filmmaker Q&A at 1 p.m. at the Black Box at 120 Market House Square. And the films start at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Then at 6:30, we have a sisterhood dinner and dance at the Luther F. Carson Center. We have a quilted prayer flag exhibit and sale where women have made quilted prayer flags to send in so that we can sell them and raise money for next year's festival. We have a silent auction that night as well, and live music by two live all-women bands, Weep out of Florida, and Fame Plus Fiction is coming up from Nashville, Tennessee, to perform at 9. Weep performs at 7 o'clock. Oh, and let me also tell you that Linda Perry from Four Non-Blondes. Linda's the rock star who wrote the song What's Up, and she has given me permission to shoot a music video during this year's festival using her song. So we've got all five of our musical acts have been working together to come up with a compilation video, our song, and we will be shooting video with our audience participating in this. So we're kind of excited about that. And then on Sunday, we have a sisterhood brunch at 10 a.m. featuring live music by Von Strantz. And at 1 o'clock, we have a spoken word event also at the Black Box Theater. And 3 o'clock is when the films will start on Sunday. And then that's the end of the festival.
Now, can anybody come and see the films and the Q&A and take part in the festival?
People who have purchased a weekend pass are eligible to come to the events at no charge. Otherwise, it's $15 to get in to any of our events.
Laura Petrie, I appreciate your time and have fun this weekend.
Thanks, Matt. Hope to see you there.